Okay. All right, let's continue now. So because of the effect of Kali Yuga, the son of the Brahmana was affected. So then he cursed the king for something the king did. And actually the king also was overcome by some mystic potency of the Lord. So therefore he put the snake around his Brahmana's neck. And later on he thought, why did I even do that? But it happened so that he will be cursed. So then he took it as the Lord's desire. And that's when we get the reading of, or the speaking of the Bhagavatam.
But he didn't respect the ashram, right?
Hmm?
That's another reason why he got pressed.
He didn't
give the respect to the
ashram. Yeah, but the main thing is, you're right, the thing is, but he was covered by the Lord. Whatever he did, he's a king, he knows everything perfectly. But he, the mistakes he did wasn't because he didn't know. He was covered. Yeah, so that's what happened. So Prabhupada writes there, if you look carefully, unfortunately, by the instigation of the fallen age of Kali, an unfortunate Brahmana's son was employed to condemn the innocent Maharaj Parikshit. So Prabhupada says he is innocent. And so the king had to prepare himself for death within 7 days. History will ever record this unfortunate incident, how a great king was killed by the unkind intrigue of the fallen son of a Brahmana. Maharaj Parikshit is especially famous as one who is protected by Vishnu, and when he was unduly cursed by a Brahmana's son, he could have invoked the mercy of the Lord to save him, but he did not want to because he was a pure devotee. Okay? So that is more the reason